Jordan has had a really interesting journey at Indiana State because he started out as a distributor and in his early years, and then, you know, he became such a proficient scorer by his sophomore season that, you know, his role changed a little bit that season and then last year during his junior season. And, you know, I mean, if we're being honest, the league kind of figured out what he did last mm-hmm. year. He struggled in Valley play in a big way last year. And, you know, a lot of players wouldn't recover from something like that. And I think Indiana State fans ought to be really appreciative of the attitude that Jordan took to this season, where he was very open with me about it and talking to me that, you know, I'm going to do what I need to do to help the team win. And a lot of players say that, but a lot of players don't do it without sacrificing their scoring, which is, you know, what most players want to do. So, Jordan's floor game last night was outstanding. I mean, one of the reasons Indiana State's offense ran so well is because he ran it well. But his attitude with, you know, basically going back to being more or less a true point guard, he still scores, but that's his role first, has been really influential on this team, because if they see the player who was perceived as the guy last year, you know, allowing others to be the guy this year. And from a leadership point of view, that's huge, because when you see your leader doing that, it makes you fall in line to do what you need to do. So I think Jordan's influence on this team goes beyond his statistics, beyond his role, and, you know, has a lot to do with leadership.